trickery here, which results in Josh Gordon taking the handoff and getting upended at the 50-yard line. And that's T.J. Ward there. So, again, you got a teammate on teammate. Ward from Cleveland, Gordon from Cleveland, and a somersault.
Listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Yeah, Al Michaels on that call. Gordon from Cleveland, Ward from Cleveland, and a somersault. No, we didn't want to see the somersault.
No,
Nathan hated the somersault.
Coaches have to have a tough time watching that game in GMs. Oh,
cringe. You're Mike Patton. You just got the job. This is your star player. Oops.
Oops.
Damn. Yeah, that could not have been too much fun to watch. Vic Carucci with you from Super Bowl 48 on Radio Row here in the heart of Manhattan. And we've got Nathan Zagura in Northeast Ohio. This is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And we want to tell you that you can find out what's really going on with your Cleveland Browns by getting the latest information directly from the source. So you download the official Cleveland Browns mobile app for Apple and Android phones, tablets, and iPads. Stay connected to your Cleveland Browns anytime and everywhere. You can listen to this show on a live stream, among other things, or the features that are later available to you, interview segments, show segments, all available to you that way. All right, 216-578-0850, 216-578-0850 is the number to get aboard with us, and we want to talk with you and hear your thoughts. And I know we had some people on the line. How about, is Charles still there from Canton? Hello, Charles.
Good day, guys.
How you doing?
I'm all right. How about you guys?
Good.
First
great,
time,
man.
Long time. I was wondering if, which way you guys thought the Browns might go. With not really making a huge splash in, you know, the coaching search and offensive coordinators and stuff, do you think they'll want to, like, try to make up for it and, unfortunately, move up or even draft a quarterback who might not help us this year, or because they're not making a splash, go with a safer and what I feel is a more smarter pick, the Sammy Watkins, and then, you know, getting players around Brian Hoyer and giving him the ball. And I'm on board with Patine completely. I just don't know if I trust the rest of the front office.
Okay. Thank you for the call, Charles. What do you think, Nate Dogg?
You know, I think they're going to go. I think a quarterback will be drafted. Is it drafted at four? I don't know. Could it be Sammy Watkins at four? Could it be Carr later, who had a very impressive Senior Bowl? Perhaps that's the way they will go. I think that we're going to get a better idea of that as we get closer. One of the things that I'm very much looking forward to doing once you get back from the Super Bowl is kind of putting together, as we finish out our roster assessment, kind of like what Mike Pettine was going to do,
yep,
identify the holes on this team. We can kind of count down our five biggest needs or whatever it's going to end up being, and then putting together a free agent board and a draft board and kind of putting together the plan, you know, that you and I would use, or that you would use, I would use, and then maybe a unified plan at the end as we compromise and hash it out.
Yes.
To attack and fill those holes. I think that I'm happy with Brian Hoyer, but I want to add another top-level quarterback to give this team an opportunity to have the kind of quarterback I believe you need to become a legitimate Super Bowl contender in this league. I think Brian Hoyer looked good in two games. Do I want to see more from him? Absolutely. I do think that this team is going to make heavy investments, to his question, in the offseason and free agency. I do think they will bring in a couple of impact players there. And then with the 10 picks in the draft, we know six in the top 100, I believe five in the first 83, that they will try to make a splash that way. And that gives them an advantage over the rest of the league. The rest of the league is not going to be adding talent at the rate that the Browns will. It's important and imperative they get the right players, obviously.
Yeah, to the caller's question, Charles wanted to know if I heard him right, the lack of splash in hiring a coordinator.
I like Mike Patton, so I think
or coach, right? But he kind of attached that to the draft strategy. I don't think there's an attachment to be made there. I think you draft as you draft. You trust your research and information to make your football team better. You've hired a coach, and whether we think it's a splash or not a splash, you hired a coach because you think that guy can lead your football team. That's the only reason you would hire him. And, you know, for those who think that it was just you could hire him or no one or him or one or two other people, that's highly inaccurate. There's a hell of a lot of people you could hire. It's did you hire the right guy? And did they find the right guy? And I don't know if they did. But because I don't know if they did does not mean, you know, equal or equate to that they didn't. Because he very well could be the guy. And I'm with you. I'm willing to give it a try. I like what I hear about him from multiple people that I've spoken with recently. I've tracked his career from particularly from the time that he had worked with the Jets. And I know it did not end well for him there with Rex Ryan, who brought him along. And ultimately, Rex took the defensive play calling away. But I thought Mike Pettine reclimated himself when he got to the Buffalo Bills and did what he did with their defensive front. That was a good move for them to have him there. And I knew that they didn't want to lose him. I think they're very happy now that they've got an accomplished defensive coordinator / former head coach in Jim Schwartz as a hire. But in terms of Mike Pettine being a first-time head coach, I think it's a legitimate look at somebody to see if he is the guy. Once again, I'll say it again, it's not unlike what we saw last year with Rob Chudzinski. There's nothing you put them side by side and you can't say, at least I can't say, you say something else. I can't say side by side, yep, this one definitely has the look of success that one didn't. And we'll, you know, we'll see how it all transpires and plays out. But in terms of draft strategy, I can't see this impacting what the Browns do. You got to just trust your draft.
Right, you got to go.
We're going to have something pretty fun with us right now. And he's putting on his headset here. And this is the way it happens in Radio Row. You a little lower. Okay. Is that okay, Joe? Still lower still? All right, I'm blowing your ears out.
I think you're going the other way.
Okay, how's that?
Lower.
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 All right.
Keep going.
There.
It's still loud.
Well, I'm Italian, so I'm a loud guy. Joe, pronounce the – I got to say it right because I'm Italian, but I want to say –
Ganascoli
is with us. All right, Joe Ganascoli. Now, I know, Nathan, you were a big Sopranos fan, right?
Yes.
Okay. And you remember Vito, the character Vito?
Of course.
Okay. He's sitting across from me right now. Joe Ganascoli is here. He is a massive New York Giants fan. I know that. NFL fan. And he's been around Radio Row. I had the opportunity to interview him on Sirius XM NFL Radio. He is kind enough to join us now. And, Joe, welcome to Cleveland Browns Daily.
Thank you, brother.
Yeah.
Pleasure. And who's the big fan back?
Nathan Zagura.
Nathan Zagura. Joe, certainly an honor to have you on the show. Appreciate that.
Thank you, Nathan. Nathan, you know, big fans, always Soprano fans, know that I played a different role season one. And if you could come up with that, I'd be
okay,
very proud of you.
I'm going to say, so I remember the scene in it was it a bakery or was it, okay.
Bingo.
I bought the box set after James Gandolfini's death, and I bought the box set that summer, and I'm watching it. And I said, "Wait a minute, that's Vito," and you're in that scene, and then he ends up
different character, Gino.
Okay, you were Gino. So what was the premise of that one?
I was just Chris wants to, you know, respect to have like all this mafia talk going on, and he's not mentioned in any of the papers, and he's really annoyed about that.
That's right.
And he gets snubbed at the bakery, and the guy behind the counter takes me before Chris, and he throws me out of the bakery, and I go, "What about my bread?" And he shoots the kid in the foot.
That's right. and he would, of course, as a character, suffer that fate a little earlier in Goodfellas, I remember. Yeah.
That is right. A little homage to Goodfellas.
Go ahead. Go ahead, Nathan.
No. You're rolling.
Well, let's talk about, first of all, what you've got going here. Your fandom with the Giants is intense.
Yes.
To the degree, break this down. You're a season ticket holder. How long have you been following this football team? I mean, your whole life. Give us a little background.
70, 71 is when it came on. Those were the dark years for Giant fans. I've been a fan ever since. I don't go to games because I do too big a thing in my house, whether it be cooking for the big games or I get about four or five guys that come on and we watch it intently. I rewind it, you know, to watch injuries or coaches' challenges or plays and, you know, stuff that they didn't pick up on. I go, watch his block or whatever. But I need to concentrate on the game. So It's, you know, Sundays are special. You know, you only get 16 of them. Right. In my case, 20. I love preseason. I love seeing the draft picks, the free agents perform. I love, well, hopefully we get an extra couple of games in postseason. So that's what makes the NFL so special, is that it's only, you know, 20 to 23, you know, games, and you cherish them, and everyone knows that, you know, nothing comes between on Sundays.
How crushing was it for you, obviously, the loss of James so sadly, and just – and again, you know, it's one of those things that I think a lot of people, first of all, an accomplished actor that he was in more than that role, but that was the defining role, obviously, of his career. But just your thoughts of him and the iconic person he was in that series was.
You know, it's even now when I, you know, I got to stop and think about him. You know, I'm on a plane and I see someone playing his last movie. I won't, you know, it's hard to, I won't watch it. Mm. I won't watch the tribute. I wasn't very close to him, but obviously I was with him and did some acting. He came to my wedding with his son. He came to my restaurant and signed autographs. He talked to me about doing the role I did, and if I wasn't comfortable with it, we'd go to Chase. So the guy has always been, you know, special to me. He was a tremendous, tremendous acting talent, but just a regular guy. The only thing I could probably hold fault with him is that he was a Jet fan.
You're listening, by the way, to ESPN 850 WKNR Cleveland, and we are with Joe Ganascoli. He is an actor and a noted Giants fan. You'll know him as the character Vito from the Sopranos series, Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And you've got something pretty cool here. You've been walking around with the plastic water cooler
cover.
But the actual water cooler, and it's a skin that covers it. So you've been licensed by the National Football League,
yes,
to put your favorite team on there. Tell us a story about that.
I looked at my water bottle and I said, "How come my team is not on it? That would be great." I went online and there's products for everything possible, and you know, the football. There's 90 million
right.
dedicated fans for football, and luckily there was nothing out of like it. So I approached the Giants. I'm friends with them. They directed me to NFL licensing. And they in turn direct me to a company that they deal with, because it's a long process to get to the licensing. So this company, Fabric Innovations, they make pillow pets and dream lights, and they have that licensing, not only for NFL, but MLB, NHL, NCAA, and I think I covered it.
Yeah, all the major entities.
Plus, we're doing a military and realtry. So, if people don't have a water cooler cover in the house or in their office,
all right, they want a Browns one. Our audience, where can they go to get it?
They're gonna go. Well, you could turn and see if you don't have a cover in your house, you turn upside down. It's a coin collector. So they're starting off. They're gonna be in about 400 Home Depots. They're gonna be in team stores. They're going to be just about everywhere, you know. And it's like, as a Giant fan, I brought it to the Giants. They put it in their locker room. And I can't tell you what a thrill is for me to do
sure.
that, you know. I've been working on this for a year. I've been thinking about this coming to Radio Row. And it's been great here because I kind of had a feeling that people would see me. And it's, you know, it's not toward the end of the week where they don't want the name athletes and so on. So as a huge Soprano fan such as yourself, Vic. I remember being on with you and Mr. Brent, and he's the godfather. And I said,
yes, he is.
Well, then you should be the consigliere. And I have actually friends in Cleveland. They were going to do – we have a big Italian section down in Cleveland, and I was going to do something down there. But so these are the NFL – these are the water sports water bottle skins. And the best way to find out when they'll be available will be shipping in, I guess, April, May, is to go to @JoeGanascoli on Twitter.
Beautiful.
And there, well, let me ask you this, since now that's going to be a gift on the wish list for many people. What is your wish list for your New York Giants this season after a little bit of a tough 2013?
Yeah, well, you know, I 0-6, but I look at it as a 7-3 season. I couldn't be happier with Ben McAdoo. He has yet to call a play, but he's got one of those, you know, bright young minds that hopefully innovative, going to work with Lidi. You know, the Giants got a little stale, a little predictable. Of course, some key free agent signings, which I would hope they do it maybe with the offensive line, get the Alex Mack, hopefully.
And hope not.
I hate that's
now.
Okay.
The kid from Kansas City. What's his name? The big tackle from Chiefs. Because I hate to see,
Albert,
like, number one. Yeah,
Albert.
Albert, right. Brandon Albert. Justin Pugh, we hit a home run on. Very happy with him. But, you know, you want someone who's an impact. And not that they're an impact. You know, it's a, you know, thankless job, the O-line. Except when a guy scores a big TD. But linebacker, receiver. What's that?
David Deal retiring, who had been there and been great a solid Giant contributor for years there.
Great Giant. Maybe Sneeze next. You know, we had some guys go down. And that was the problem with Eli, is that he was so much under pressure and so no continuity in the O-line. It's not all Eli. He would take two more seasons like that to say, okay, you know, clearly the guy is having a Steve Blass type of career.
Joe, how – I mean, when you think back on doing that series, and again, for those of us who watched it and, like myself, just adored it and were consumed by it, how much fun was it to do? I know it was your job, and you show up for it and have to be professional about it, but did it take on a feel that you just – we just get the sense that romantically, maybe from the outside, that it had to be just like this family affair on the inside. What was it like to be a part of that whole thing?
Well, it's like being on the 27 Yankees, the 87, or the 85 Bears, you know? I'm part of history. If I do nothing else in my life and I can make money, whether it be my skins or my signings or appearances, and I have a cookbook novel that I have out, I'm okay with that, because today, you know, I have shows that I follow. You know, The Wire I was crazy about. Mm-hmm. Homeland, Breaking Bad.
Yep.
But people aren't talking about it the next day at work, you know? And people today... Right. On the street, I was outside, people saying, I still watch the show, and I watch it every night, and why can't they bring it back, and so on and so forth. So that show is something special, and I'll always have that. And you talk about being fun. Well, I can tell you that when we did the scenes at the Bada Bing, there's nothing like a four-hour lap dance that, you know, filming there. And they would always come over to me and then whatever the girl that I happen to pick out, and they say, which one you want? I'd say, okay. And they come over and they whisper to her or me and say, listen, the camera's right on you. If they like what you're doing, they'll have you back, and, you know, it could be a big break. And I'd say, honey, whatever you want to do, I'm on board for, you know what I mean? And then they'd yell, cut, and she'd be still doing what she's doing. And they go, cut. And they go, honey, what's your name? Cut. Enough. And I go, all right, listen, you know, you're doing your best. I think you're doing great work. Continue to go for it, you know.
So
that was fun.
So Joe, let me take you to the exact opposite then of that comment. You were the one who actually suggested the idea to make your character gay and have that relationship with Johnny Cakes, which at that time was a pretty, you know, forward thing, especially given the kind of the nature of the show. And you got that from a book you were reading? Is that right?
That is correct. The actors, they always want more to do and more lines and more scenes. So, you know, could have make a name for yourself and show you can act and so on. And, you know, but suggesting that to the writers, because, you know, any actors that see, you know, showing something to the writers, they go like, who's this guy? What is he doing?
Right.
You know? So I had it worked for the right time, the right moment, right, and approached him, and it was the right scene. And it's funny, when I see that, if I ever see that scene that I was at, I go, that's the time I suggested it to the writer. And she took it into account. It was a woman. And for years, I didn't hear anything about it. I go, well, nothing came of it. But they killed a guy in Jersey for being gay. He was a captain of a family. And then they asked me the name of that. It was the beginning of season 5. They asked me to name a book. And I went, holy moly, they're thinking about it now. Something's going to happen. And then they started making changes in the script. They gave me a wife. And I said, uh-oh, something's going on. And we all had our little moles in the crew that we could ask, you know, because they're so secretive with the script.
Sure.
Hey, what's going on? Am I getting killed? Is this it? They go, no. You make it through it. And you're like, oh, great. They get another, you know, episode out of it. You know, oh, and they go, oh, by the way, there's a scene with a security guard. And I go, come on, what are you kidding me? Stop. They go, no. I go, you know, you're right. You're being a real jerk, you know. I go, okay. And sure enough, I get the script. And I went, uh-oh. You know, as a Brooklyn guy that knows real guys, that has friends,
yeah,
that have a sense of humor, it's not like I'm like, you know, Tom Witherspoon from Indiana coming to L.A. doing an acting role. So that I had to deal with, and it made it kind of interesting. Like I said, I know real guys that didn't appreciate it, uh-huh, that stopped talking to me. I'd see them in restaurants in the neighborhood, and they give me like a look, you know.
Wow.
I had one guy come after me, you know, in a club.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. And you can tell what happened at the Grammys. last night, I mean, it's the country has come quite some time in just, you know, 8 years.
What happened last night?
Wait.
Last night on the Grammys, they actually had a song with Queen Latifah became ordained so that she could marry like 60 couples of various persuasions. Madonna came out and sang, and they did the whole the Macklemore song, the same love song, and did it. It was kind of like a pretty cool thing on TV that they did last night.
I like to think I opened the door for a lot of people.
That's right.
There Joe Ganascoli, actor, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford from The Sopranos. Last thing, you thanks to you, that scene where you were driving back from
New Hampshire.
I was going to say Vermont, New Hampshire, and you're heading back to New Jersey. And I said, from that point on, if there's any bump, anybody hits you in the bumper and says, and you want to do that, don't ask for the insurance exchange. That was the fatal mistake. All that guy, if he took the cash from you, he was going to make it.
$600.
$600. You're hitting your hands.
It's a good offer.
You know, he could have been on his way, and he had to make it, you know, tough for himself, for me and him. And, you know, so I tried. But that episode, Live Free or Die in New Hampshire, and brings back a lot of great memories.
Joe, we appreciate you taking the time to join us, and best of luck with your Giants and with your product here, the skins for the water coolers. I love it.
Thanks for having me, Vic. Always a pleasure. I get to finally meet you with you. We've talked on the phone, and continue to have a great week in New York, and great show.
You excited about the Super Bowl being here and being outdoors and in the cold? Because, you know, everybody has complained that it's not in the nice weather and all this. What's your sense?
You know, it's going to get cold tonight. It's going to get cold tomorrow. We're inside. Come game time, the same 40-ish, which I think it's what it is, which is manageable. Whatever happens, happens. I'm happy for the city that they get to showcase the city. It's the greatest game, the greatest city. There's so much to do. I mean, Indianapolis is great. How many, like, bond dances are you going to go to?
Right.
You know, I don't want to knock Indianapolis. We won a Super Bowl there. So, but, you know, there's so much to do. Enjoy it, the food, the shows, the museums, the whatever you're into, it's the place to be.
All right. All right, Joe Ganascoli joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Vic Carucci with you from Radio Row in Manhattan. Nathan Zagura back in the studio in Northeast Ohio. And we've got much more coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.